Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's webcast. We are recording this webcast for the purposes of playback. If you're watching this as a playback, on the top right-hand side of the screen, you'll see a little icon that looks like a camera. Go ahead and click that camera, and the video of the presenter will appear so you can watch along as the presentation. I just want to say a few words before we go straight to the presentation. Dennis Estes is my direct upline, the Royal Diamond Wellness Consultant with Nikan, one of the top five income earners in the company. I've known Dennis virtually my entire Nikan career, clearly, and he is one of the people who I respect in the business. He has a tremendous business mind. He's got a great business background. I don't know that we'll have time for his story tonight, but he's got a phenomenal story as to how he was first introduced to Nikan, what his motives were for getting involved in Nikan. Maybe he'll weave that into this presentation. I was able to see just a little bit of this presentation as he gave us an encapsulation at the recent Nikan convention for the Advanced Leadership and Communication Workshop. And I just thought this is a presentation we need to share with the rest of the group. There's some data here, there's some information here that's extremely valuable. When you're looking for the reinforcement, the confidence, the assurance that you're at the right place at the right time, facts and information helps to build that confidence, especially when you're in dialogue with somebody who's brand new or is looking at this for the first time, and they may have some questions or some concerns. And anything help boost your confidence about the fact that you made such a great choice to be involved with Nikan, especially at this time, to be pursuing Nikan with as much zeal as you possibly can put into it, now is better than ever. And I can say that having 18 years of experience behind me, I can honestly tell you that I've never seen the circumstances so ripe for our business, our opportunity. And you're going to hear the information here tonight that I think is brilliant, shared with you by Royal Diamond Dennis Estes. So I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball to you, Dennis, and at the end, if we have some time for questions, we'll be able to field some questions. Welcome
Michael,
to my upline sponsor, Dennis Estes.
Well, thank you very much, Michael, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on tonight. Like you, I couldn't be more excited about the timing that we have this opportunity right now. You know, Michael, as the last couple of months I've been traveling around North America and we've been doing a lot of meetings, been talking to folks about the timing and why it's so good right now. And it's amazing that people come back to me and say, well, why is it a good time? What is it that makes you say that it's a good time? And so, Michael, I have my experience, like you, the 18 years we've been in years of network marketing prior to that, and I thought, gosh, you know, it needs more than just my word and my experience. So I went out and did a little research to back up what I had been telling people so that they can feel confident as they go out into the marketplace and as they begin to work and develop their team members, as they bring their partners on board, they're able to express this information in such a way that it's beneficial to them, and the people will really understand why right now is a great time to be involved. So it's interesting as we look at timing. You know, timing is the most influential aspect of starting a business. And it's interesting, back, 20 years ago, almost, not quite 20 years ago, I was looking at starting a second restaurant. I thought the timing was very good. I actually had to go before a panel of six bankers. I had $350,000 to invest in a restaurant. I needed $750,000 more to finish up what I wanted to do. So I created a plan. I created a marketing plan. I went before that panel of six bankers, and gosh, Michael, they gave me the $750,000. They believed, like I did, that the timing was very good. Well, what turned out to happen was a couple of years later, the first Gulf War, we had our little recession in the early 1990s, and we ended up losing that brand new restaurant. So I really understand the power of timing and how influential it is, and also one in which you have the least control over. Now, when the timing is right, we maximize potential and we minimize risk. And that's really what we're going to speak to tonight as we go through this presentation, maximizing our potential right now at this moment in time. You know, network marketing is a good business during the times when the economy is very good. When the economy is in transition, and I like to use that word specifically right now, when the economy is in transition, we do even better. And it's sort of unique in the world of business. Most businesses are just the opposite. I actually have a graph here that we'll look at a little bit later in the presentation that shows dramatically what I'm saying here. When we look at our opportunity and we look at the timing, there's a window that exists right now that window is already beginning to slam shut. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have some time left here, and it doesn't mean that our opportunity is not good into the future. But there's a moment in time when an economy is in transition where it's absolutely a phenomenal time to be doing a network marketing business. And we'll discuss that as we go through, but it's imperative that we all understand that this phenomenal moment in time that we have, that window opens and closes at various times, and we recognize that we're in a transitional economy, already being taken to shift us from the transitional economy back into a good economy. And it's going to take some time, and during that time, we've got a great chance here to move forward. Now, as we look at any business or product, there's a product and opportunity growth curve, and there's four stages for that growth curve. There's resistance, there's skepticism, there's hypergrowth, and there's maturation. Now, when we look at this, Michael, back when we started and back in the early days of Niken, we were in the resistance phase. People, you know, magnets, network marketing, there was a huge movement against who we were and what we did, and literally we were the pioneers to bring this forward. Well, then at a moment in time, we shifted from resistance to skepticism. And there were folks that would say, well, gosh, you know, I'm a little skeptical, but I'll give these magnets a try, I'll give these product technologies a try, or I'll give network marketing a try. And then, you know, there's a stage in each business where it goes through hypergrowth, where all of a sudden, bam, we think back of the microwave oven, and I sort of hate to use that as an analogy here, but it's so perfect because I was in that industry many years ago. I owned a business that repaired major appliances, and when the microwave came, it was absolutely an explosion. But first of all, it was in resistance. People said, I don't want one of those things in my home. You know, it'll make me go sterile. I don't want to be nuked, make the cat act crazy. I don't want one of them. And then a few people bought one. They had a benefit. They began to tell their friends about the benefit. And more folks began to buy it until one moment in time, there was an explosion, and now practically everyone has a microwave. And as I travel around, I find around the world there are people that even have two microwaves in their home. I can't figure out why, but oftentimes there's folks that have two microwaves in their home. Well, today, the microwave is a mature product. You won't find any stores that sell exclusively microwave ovens. But yet, when they out in the mid to late 80s, there were several stores that specialized in just selling microwaves. But today, because it's in a mature market, it is one segment of a product line offering in a store. And we need to look at that with regards to our industry. It's very important that we understand that the timing for Niken and where we are at this moment in time is just moving from this skepticism into the hypergrowth. Now, you might think 33 years is a... I look at being in North America since 1989. What do you mean? We're just beginning our hypergrowth. I mean, we've done quite well if you look at our market penetration, but yet have we really? When we look at less than 1% market penetration after 33 years, or as coming on to 20 years here in North America, we really have not done much, and it's because we're in the early of this development through resistance and skepticism. And right now, with this timing, Michael, and with where we are with regards to field leaders, with where we are with regards to Niken Corporate, with where we are with the, shall we say, the medical industry and the drive for wellness, we're positioned very well to move into this hypergrowth phase. Now, here's the exciting part. This line that I'm showing you all tonight represents one product and our business opportunity. Niken is an innovator. Not only do we have additional product lines who each have their own product growth curve, but we also have innovated, and we look at the just going from the MagBoy to the Palm Mag to the Power Mag. Each of those devices had their own growth curve. So we look at as we continue to innovate in our market and as we continue to innovate with our products, we have multiple growth curves to look at. So please keep that in mind as I go through tonight and that this is really one growth curve with one product.
Let me interrupt you for a moment, if I may. There's some callers who are not muted out, and it's just interfering with our sound. If you've recently joined us, please hit star 6 to mute your line. Sorry, Dennis. Please continue.
No problem. Very good. So, folks, just remember that this growth curve that I'm showing you only represents one product line that we have brought to the marketplace, and it also just represents in that line that's not representing the additional innovations. If you look at that, look at a book by Harry S. Dent called The Roaring 2000s, and he talks about market penetration. And let's use this as our foundation for our discussion tonight. Harry Dent, we'll get a little bit of static, Michael. Do we need to? There we go.
You're coming in clear over here.
Okay, great. So, guys, when we look at Harry S. Dent and his research, he looked at market penetration and the length of time it takes for a product to go from 0 to 10% market penetration being equal to the time it takes to go from 10% to 90%. So as an example, if we have a product and it takes us 20 years to take it from 0 to 10% market penetration, we then have at least 20 years before it goes from 10 to 90%. And when we look at Nikon penetration in North America, we're looking at less than 1% market penetration after nearly 20 years in this marketplace, 33 years in the world. What that means, folks, is this hypergrowth curve that we're talking about will extend for at least 20 years. 20-year run as we go from 10 to 90. That bodes an awesome business opportunity for those folks who have developed a network such that they can ride this expanding wave as it moves forward. So let's look now. Paul Zane Pilser talks about a trend of epidemic proportions, looking at both health and wealth, and also understanding that network marketing is the only force on the horizon that has the potential to make this kind of change. That's a huge statement. And as we begin to study and understand our industry, we begin to understand exactly what he means with regards to network marketing. It's because of the potential for exponential growth that we can handle and look at this this trend and realize that we can handle this crisis and we can take care of it. Now, I went out and I researched our industry, the direct selling industry, and there's some very interesting numbers here as we look through this. Nikon is positioned in products groups equaling 47% of sales. If we look here at the home, family care, home durables, etc., and wellness, and we combine those two together, that equals 47% of sales in this industry. If we look at home durables, that's great news for Nikon consultants. It positions us right exactly where we need to be. Now, if we look at how these products are sold, location of sales, we see that face-to-face selling is 75.2%. We look in the home, 66.9%. And then let's look down below there at remote selling. We look at the internet and we look at these other areas of remote selling. That is a growth market, a growth segment for us as we begin to develop and expand our internet presence. And Nikon has spent a lot of time and energy, and I know you folks here, Michael, have been spending a lot of time and energy developing that particular segment. And we see that there's a huge future growth potential as we learn to utilize the remote selling and the power of the internet and do that very efficiently and very effective over time, we will see these numbers begin to shift just a little bit. Here's another interesting one for us to look at. 67.1% of sales were individual / person to person as opposed to 28.9% in a party plan. Once again, why is that important? It means that Nikon, in their wisdom, has looked at this industry and has positioned us perfectly to take advantage of that larger segment. We understand that individual person-to-person selling is that largest segment, and that's where we need to be. We're not in a party plan or group selling situation where we're all our market share. We're positioned very well in this industry. So let's look at this. Let's review what we've looked at so far. Our product categories, our emphasis on face-to-face selling, backed up by an internet presence, places our opportunity squarely in the middle of successful business methods. It's not a fluke. It's not an accident that we're there. It's by design that we are positioned so well in this marketplace. Now, here's the growth chart, the chart I wanted to show you a little earlier. If we look at this, look at the years 2001, 2002, 2003. Now, let's understand exactly what this chart equals or is showing us here. Vertical axis equals annual percent change. So this 0 to 10, this doesn't mean that the sales year after year were going down or were going up. This is the percent change from year to year. And if we notice where the blue arrow is there, we notice that when retail sales were in decline as an annual percent change, and I'll show you another slide in a moment that will help you to understand that, we see that network marketing, in fact, went up. And it went up dramatically during that time period. But what was going on in 2001, 2002, 2003? That was the last time that we experienced in North America a very trying time in our economy, another period of a transitional economy. So this slide right here very well documents what we've been saying, that in times of economic transition, when retail sales may slow down, our industry, in fact, begins to peak. It heats up. It does better. Bodes very well for us in this transitional economy. Now, if we look at just the overview of direct sales, that last not mean there was a decline. We've continued since 1997 to 2006, continue to grow. But if you'll notice again, 2001, 2002, 2003, that rate of change wasn't as dramatic as it has been in other times. But look at here at 2006. We see that the market for direct sales for network marketing is beginning to heat up once again, once more positioning us in the right place at the right time. Here's just a quick slide on the growth in terms of salespeople. There continues to be more and more people joining this industry. Folks, the numbers in the research for the Direct Selling Association provides us the ammo, if you will, to sit down and have a discussion with somebody in the business environment, to someone who is a business owner, a CEO, someone who understands numbers and trends, and be able to show them information without just giving them a gut reaction. Well, you know, in bad economic times or in transitional economic times, network marketing does well. These slides and this research from the Direct Selling Association provide solid evidence of this being a fact. Now, here's an interesting survey, or excuse me, an interesting segment. When we look at 54 of direct selling is in the age bracket 35 to 54, and then look at the next one, 18 to 34. When we take those two together, that's 75% of the direct selling industry. And as we look at the 18 to 34-year-old, we talked about the internet a little earlier and about the work that Nikon is doing and what the folks here with the Network Alliance and your offering that you have here together, what they're doing attracts these 18 to 34-year-olds. And so we've got something for segments. We have something that is going to drive this market for the younger generation, and we have something that's going to drive the market for the older generation as well. 75% being in those two, the 35 to 54 and the 18 through 34. Again, positioned perfectly in this demographic for direct sales. Now, let's look at what the media is saying. It's all well and good that the direct selling industry has gone out and done this research. They can back it up with their numbers and with the research that's out there. But what else is happening? We're finding now that the media, more than at any other time in the history of network marketing, is driving our industry. It no longer is up to network marketing leaders, the pioneers of this industry and of these companies, to be leading the charge. But now we're finding that there's a whole shift in this consciousness that's happening out there with traditional business and with people who watch the business world that's now getting on the bandwagon. Here's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Millions of Americans are embracing entrepreneurship by running their own small businesses through independent contracting and direct selling. Here's another one for you. 61% of Americans now say they prefer to be their own boss. How about this one? 72% of all adult Americans would rather work for themselves. 67% think about quitting their jobs regularly or constantly. Folks, these are people that are ripe and ready for our offering right now. These folks are already thinking about making a change, looking for an opportunity. And it takes us going and contacting, having an initial contact with them and having a discussion with them and offering what Neekin has to offer, both in terms of business and in terms of product. An increasing number are doing more than thinking about it, they're doing it. Again, I've said this over and over again, but it positions us perfectly in the marketplace for what's happening right now. How about this one? The creation of new businesses, more widespread than the creation of a new household or the birth of a baby. That's powerful. These entrepreneurs, people now creating half the new jobs in America, are defining the new economy. Folks, we've ushered in the new economy. We are positioned and timed very well in that new economy. Not just here, but around the world. As I travel to Europe and Asia, and I talk with folks over there, this is not a phenomenon to North America. This is a phenomenon that's happening around the world. And he goes, we could call the current era the age of entrepreneurial capitalism. Now, Paul Zane Pilsner again, we're in the midst of a boom in home-based businesses, and it shows no sign of slowing. Continuing on, forget the paycheck. Your W-2 days are over. It's a 1099 world now, or whatever in Canada or whatever country that you're checking in from tonight. There is this shift. It is happening, and the choice is either we participate in it or it'll leave us behind. It's already happening, and we have the chance to lead that. So why are folks saying that they want to start their own businesses? Well, first of all, is more security. Now, that would seem to be a bit odd when we consider traditionally over the last, let's say, two or three decades, people looked at traditional business. They looked at the corporate life as being the security, that secure paycheck, you know, month in and month out. And yet today we recognize that corporations, big corporations that have been around for a long time, are failing at rates never before seen. There are transitions and changes in the structure of what's going on in our economy, and there is no security left in working for these big securities. The reason that folks are attracted to network marketing, to home-based business, is because this affords you more security than the old traditional corporate life. A more satisfying lifestyle. We could spend a lot of time tonight talking about that one. A greater financial opportunity and an opportunity to have greater impact. These are the four top reasons that people say they want to start their own businesses. When we look at this, the need for security, 73% of Americans believe that their financial situation will worsen. 47% live paycheck to paycheck. 42% say $500 more per paycheck, would allow them to live more comfortably. Folks, $500. That's not a difficult thing to show in the Neekin compensation plan, how to generate that additional $500. You know, many times we're a little embarrassed and we think, well, gosh, you know, we've got to show them how to make these mega millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars. And yet, oftentimes, we're speaking over their head. There is a segment of the population, definitely, that will be attracted to that larger income. And as people become accustomed to the larger incomes, they can see and want and desire and more. But let's look at the $500. When I started my business back nearly 18 years ago, I had a young single mother who came to me. And she said, look, I don't want to do what you're doing. I don't want to make a career change. But I need to make $250 a month so my daughters, two daughters, can take dance lessons. Do you think I can do that? I said, absolutely, not a problem. She said, well, I have no money. And I said, well, you know, it's a business. And I don't know of any business that you can start without having some capital to start with. So you're going to need to come up with something to get started. There's an investment that needs to be made here. So she called me back about a week later, and she said, you know what, I've come up with $250. Can I get started now? I said, absolutely. We bought a pair of Mag Steps, Mag Boys, a tester light, I think a couple of minis, and I taught her how to do some demos, and she went out and she began to build a network, and she consistently made between $400 and $500 a month. Now, not only did she pay for the dance lessons for those daughters, but she enhanced her lifestyle by an additional $150, $250 a month. That was huge for her where she was in her life. So when we look at this, 42% saying $500 more per paycheck, that's huge for a lot of people in our economy, and we need to keep that in mind. 43% of households spend more than they earn, a recipe for disaster. Nearly 42% do not have enough in liquid assets to support themselves for... Now, that's not a new statistic. That's been around for a long time. It's getting more and more scary as we're in this transitional economy, and folks need to look at enhancing those liquid assets. So let's look at the five pillars of health. We are perfectly positioned with the five pillars of health for the reasons why folks are looking to start their own businesses. As we look at those key slides, the last three or four slides, we can look at the five pillars and fit the five pillars as an overlay on top of those reasons, and it fits perfectly. We have an offering, we have product, we have business, but what drives us even more uniquely is this idea of humans being more and our concept of the five pillars of health. And I hope, you know, I'm repeating this many, many times. Repetition is the mother of instruction. And I want you to understand how well positioned we are in a variety of areas for what's happening at this moment in time. On November 10th of 2008, a unique time in history for us to be doing what we're doing, and it's no fluke, it's no accident, it's here by design. It is no accident, that we're where we're at right now at this moment in time. So one of the biggest reasons is John David Mann. People love the benefits of working for themselves and enjoy the freedom they gain from designing their own prosperity. People want to take control of their lives now more than ever before. Now let's look at some of the gurus out there in the business world. We look at Robert Kiyosaki. He says, increase wealth, start a business. The need to earn more money has never been greater. And then he reinforces that with the number one thing they can do to increase their wealth is to start a part-time business. And what does he talk about? A small home-based business, an internet company, or a network marketing business. And folks, that's exactly where we are. We are a small home-based business. We are an internet company. And we are a network marketing business. We have all three of those coming together in the Nikan opportunity, timed perfectly. The richest people in the world build networks. Everyone else is trained to look for work. It's never been a more powerful time to hear that and understand that than right now. And again, quote from Robert Kiyosaki. Now, let's look at the specifics. Let's review what we've talked about tonight. And listen, please, very carefully to this. We are positioned properly within the direct selling industry. The public at large is looking to own their own businesses at numbers never before seen. Major players in the business world are advocating for network marketing as never before. The media is driving demand for our products and for our opportunity. Economic conditions favor the need for additional income. Leadership at corporate, favorable for business expansion and for supporting the field as it grows. Field leadership with experience to support the growth. You know, folks, a few years ago, we couldn't do what we're positioned to do right now because there were not enough leaders in the field, not enough platinums, diamonds, and royal diamonds on a global basis to support the kind of growth that we will be experiencing over the next 10 years. We are just now getting at the bottom edge of enough leaders to carry this forward and enough experience in the field with Nikan to be able to carry this forward. We have leaders in the field that have now made millions in this business, and they're available to help you grow your business through venues like this and through the convention and through other offerings that exist out there in the Nikan family. We're at a moment in time where we do have the expertise, we have the experience, and we have the checks out there now to back that up. Well, the rest is up to you, my friends. The information is there, the training is there, the support is there. There's nothing that's left except for you to decide how much of this you want. Where are you at in your business growth right now? I often say in trainings, the bigger the network, the bigger the check. And when we look at this business and we peel it down to its simple basics, that's really it. If we look at network marketing, and we understand that we're not all that different than, let's say, McDonald's Corporation. I often hesitate to use that one because of their quasi-food stuff, but their marketing model is amazing. If we look at the McDonald's Brothers restaurant in Southern California, and when Ray Kroc came into that restaurant, he had a vision of something far larger than one restaurant in Southern California. He saw a process that could be duplicated. And as a matter of fact, the McDonald's brothers had tried to do that themselves. They had tried to franchise early on and were not successful. They were successful at making and selling hamburgers. They weren't successful at duplicating businesses. Ray Kroc took it. And if we look at McDonald's, they set up marketing and distribution networks of a proprietary product. In this case, like I said, quasi-food stuff. I, as a Neekin consultant, do exactly the same thing. I set up marketing and distribution networks of a proprietary product, in this case, the finest wellness technologies on the planet. If we look at McDonald's, they oftentimes have that billion sold, and they have a number of how many billions of hamburgers that they've sold. Well, the reason they do that is because they have an outlet in every major city and town around this globe, on practically every street corner, that provides sales to fuel and drive that business model. And when you have done the same thing in your network marketing business, in your Neekin business, you will have that solid big income as well. Because as you begin to develop a network, and as that network spreads throughout North America and then throughout Europe and throughout Asia, around the world, then you begin to have those outlets that are necessary for you to begin to come through your network to accrue to the point where you can develop a substantial reproductive residual income as well. As I said at the beginning of this tonight, we are perfectly timed because of a coming together of several conditions. I'm not going to repeat them here. We've gone through them several times tonight. But let me just leave this with you with painting a little bit of a picture. Think about a surfer out on the ocean. Now, as a surfer sits on a surfboard, the wave begins to build behind them. What does the surfer do? The surfer begins to paddle. How hard do they paddle? As hard as necessary. How long do they paddle? As long as necessary. To do what? To capture the energy of that wave. Now, when they time and position themselves correctly, and they gather in the energy of that wave, they jump to the board, and now they're no longer paddling, they're now riding the wave, and the natural forces of the wave drive that surfer all the way to the shore. And the only thing that the surfer has to do at this point is to balance and to steer. Now, when we look at our opportunity, when we can time and position a business opportunity at the leading edge of the baby boomer population, driven also by the echo boom, the second wave coming in, the natural market forces will drive this business just like the wave drives the surfer. And my friends, that's where we're at right now with Neekin. We are positioned in time. You must paddle as hard as you can. You must paddle as long as you need to capture the energy of this growing market wave. And when you do, you will have the successes that you're seeing with the Royal Diamonds and the diamonds in this business in terms of their business growth and in terms of the income. It's there for you, and we want you to have a part of it. Michael, back to you.
Wow. Fantastic. I love the analogy. I think it's a brilliant metaphor for everything that you've presented tonight and, you know, everything that we believe in, that if you're at the right place at the right time, you know, they say that we've all been at the right place at the right time at one point in time, but maybe we just didn't know it.
Right.
There's no question in my mind, especially with the information you presented here tonight, Dennis, that there's no excuse for not knowing it. You know, we are definitely at the right place at the right time, and we know it. And the facts don't lie. The facts, what it is that we need to know to be sure of that. So You know, the rest is up to us. It's up to us to start paddling. I love the Ignite 6 program because I think that really gives us all something to that's bite-sized. We're all looking for 6 business partners that we can, ride this wave all the way and up to Royal Ambassador. And the Ignite 6 is really about giving birth to that, getting it started. You know, I don't know how many it's going to take for you to ignite before you have your 6, solid business partners. I still don't have my 6 solid business partners, so I'm definitely on that plan to ignite some more people in my business and get that together. But, Dennis, you've done a great job here tonight, and I don't want to hog up the time because we get to hear from you just about every week. So I'd like to, at this point, offer it up to those who are listening. If they have some questions that you'd like to ask Dennis, who's been in this business a long time, he's very knowledgeable, as you can see. He knows what he's talking about. He's also got one of the top 5 income checks in the Ken, and that speaks for itself. So just let me pass it back to the audience. You can unmute yourself by clicking *6 again. And if you'd like to ask Dennis a question, please go ahead. We've got a few minutes. Hi, go ahead. Any questions out there? You know, it may not even necessarily be related to this particular information, but just in your where you're at in the business right now.
Sure. This is Rick Zidan from Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Rick. How are you? I was going to ask Dennis, what does he say to new prospects, and how does he go about it, getting new people interested in NECAN?
Well, that's a great question, and when you look at the folks who are being successful in network marketing, being successful in NECAN, and I'm talking now when we look at Royal Ambassadors, Royal Diamonds, Diamonds, that type of thing, you find these folks recruit where their feet are, which means they first must prospect. Prospecting is checking and or creating interest. So I'm always having a discussion with folks out there. I'm always talking. I'm a shy guy by nature. I'm not the kind of guy that would look to be in the front of the room or do these kinds of things initially, but I found to be successful in network marketing, that's what you have to do. So, Rick, what I do is I have conversations with everybody around and I listen for need. And then I offer NECAN as a solution to those challenges. Once they say to me, well, gosh, I'd like to take a look at this, then we validate through all the different technologies and meetings and brochures, CDs, internet, that type of thing, to validate that NECAN can provide what they want, both in terms of product and in terms of the business opportunity. And so I'm listening specifically not for folks who have a sore back or a sore knee or a sore ankle or bad sleep or need good water. I'm listening for folks who need an economic change in their life. And I'm offering a solution to that because I know that the products will follow along as a part of that. As my says, if they don't like our products, they're sure not going to like our business. So that's going to naturally follow as a part of what we're doing. So the way I do it is I'm constantly talking to people. I'm constantly listening when I'm in groups of people for folks to share dissatisfactions. And when I hear those dissatisfactions, I strike up a conversation and I begin to lead that conversation in such a way that I'm offering NECAN as a solution.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other questions out there? This is your chance,
hi,
folks.
Hi, this is Lord Lakeland, Lakeway, Texas. Dennis, my compliments. What you put together is flows very well and is very logical. My question is, I guess both to you and Mike, would a PowerPoint like this, maybe a PDF format, possibly be available on the Wellness Network at some time? I can see it as a great tool as far as sitting down and talking with somebody about the logic of the distribution network and how he compares it. Dennis has brought information from many different sources and put it all together in a very logical tool.
Well, if you're asking if this presentation is going to be made available, in fact, that's why we've recorded it. It will be available. First, look for it on this month's feature. That's where you'll find it under the Wellness Track System Recording section of the Wellness Network site. Click on this month's feature and you'll find the station for playback, and then once it's been around for a while, we'll then put it in the library, so you'll always have it there as a resource for someone who you feel could really benefit from this information, which, you know, if you've got somebody who's really seriously considering this as a business, this is all the more reason to watch this presentation, give them real business reasons.
Absolutely. You know, when I do something like this, it doesn't do any good for me to sit on it. It needs to get out there in the hands of you folks. So whenever I build something like this, create a PowerPoint or whatever, it's always out and available for anybody that wants it in the Nikan family.
Terrific.
Thanks.
And we do now, by the way, have a new tool that's being made available to the President's Club for testing out right now, which will include, no doubt, the opportunity for us to produce more presentations this way. But I do love this format, and we will continue to do that. So look forward to that. And Dennis, if you've got something that you'd like to add and bring to the attention of my business, your business, and this group, please feel free to come back and join us on these webcasts and add your insights.
Absolutely, Mike. I'd love to.
Any other questions for Dennis?
Hey, Dennis. This is Terry Latham.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
Man, I'm rock and rolling. How about yourself?
Awesome.
We were out in California when we did the advanced leadership training together, and at dinner you made the comment. There are three things that you look for in an individual, or when you're sitting down and conducting an interview, when you're talking to a prospective business builder. What
yeah.
are those three things you look for in an individual, and they have to meet these three criteria you were telling me before?
Absolutely, Terry, and I'm a firm believer that my job is to disqualify unqualified prospects before I invest time with those people. If I'm a businessman and my time's worth $300 an hour and I spend an hour with you, I've got to get a return on that $300 I just invested. And for me, I want a fourfold rate of return. The potential to earn that. Now, it doesn't mean I prejudge, but I disqualify based on some certain things. And it's called pippiness, if you want to hear the term for it. I first of all look for passion. If a person does not have passion to do, be, or have something in their life, then the timing's not right for them. That doesn't mean they're a bad person. Doesn't mean the timing won't change. Doesn't mean I won't have an opportunity to get with them later. But it means right now at this moment in time, I'm looking for people to run at my speed. Not that I'm going to slow down and run at theirs. So the first one is passion. The next one is integrity. If this person does not have integrity, then I don't want to work with them. And the last one is perseverance. And in a discussion with someone, you can hear about what they've done in their life, and you can determine whether or not they've got perseverance just through a conversation. So as I interview, as I talk to someone, I'm listening for passion to do, be, or have, for integrity in their life, and for perseverance, meaning that they're going to stick it out. They're going to continue to work and develop and pay the price. Now, it's interesting, Terry, I was recently on a trip to Europe, and I sat next to a young lady from Chicago to Paris. And this young lady was the vice president for Reebok. She had climbed the corporate ladder. She had passion. But then as we began to talk about how she climbed the corporate ladder, she had zero integrity. And at that point, I disqualified her. And somebody in the UK, as I was doing a presentation, then later on said to me, well, what about humans being more? Wouldn't that have changed her? Well, absolutely. But if I was depending on that to build a business, it's not a very strong foundation. So I look for those three elements in people as one of the disqualifiers, because I believe our job is to find the right person for whom this is the right thing to be doing right now. Right person, right thing, right now. And I use the pippiness to help me determine if that's the right person and Nikan is the right thing to be doing right now.
Great advice. Boy, we did a call not long ago where we talked about having five attributes of the person you would most like to attract into your Nikan business as a partner. These would be three of those five reasons, or five of those key words: passion, integrity, perseverance. Great.
Absolutely.
Great. Any other questions out there? We've got time for one more. Dennis, I have a question. This PowerPoint presentation, are you open to sharing it?
Absolutely.
Are you open
Anybody
to sharing
wants
it tonight?
Presentation can have it. Absolutely. Send me an email,
We don't even have to do that. We can have everybody who's on this webcast right now.
That's right. Absolutely. Please give it to them.
Thank you.
That was what I was wanting. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So while we're waiting for that to happen, looks like
it's
on its way. And you'll see on the right there, it says status. I guess it'll notify us as to when it's fully downloaded. Wow, that's a big file.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 6.7 megabyte presentation.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Des.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions for Dennis? I think we do have time for one more. We've got 3 minutes on my clock here. Well, Dennis, I will ask the question then. Of all the things that you've experienced in NECAN, you name it, anything, any aspect of those five pillars of health, what one thing are you most grateful for?
Thank you for that question, Mike. And the thing I'm most grateful for is the enhancement in the family pillar. And that was what I was looking for when I came into NECAN. I didn't have time to spend with my family. I was working 7 days a week from 6 in the morning till 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And maybe I can just share a story that puts this, and it brings a tear to my eye, even to this day, to share it. My daughter, I have 6 children, all girls except for 5 boys, and my youngest is my daughter. And she has a problem with her eye. She's effectively blind in one eye. Even though the eye sees, the brain doesn't recognize it. But this young lady is constantly involved in life. In school, she wanted to be a part of sports teams. She wanted to be a part of student leadership. She was actively involved in church. And you can imagine, being blind in one eye, your depth perception is not very good. And she tried out for the 8th grade girls basketball team, and the coach said that if you attend all practices, you will have a spot on my team. But if you don't, you will not have a spot. And she knew that she wasn't that good of an athlete. She just wanted to participate. And so she worked, and she watched the girls that didn't show up for practice. And on the day the team was to be announced, she said to me, "Dad, I think I got a spot on the team. I've been there. I've worked hard. I think I've got a spot." That afternoon, as she came home from school, she was sobbing.
Wow.
And I could see that her soul was crushed at that moment in time. And as she came up the steps to our home, I was sitting in my office looking at the front steps, and I saw her. I put my phones on hold, and I walked out, and I put my arm around her, and she sobbed how life wasn't fair, that she had positioned herself to take advantage of this sports, and she wasn't named to the team. Michael, because of that, this business, this NECAN business, I was able to take her into the backyard, and I was able to sit with her for 30, 45 minutes, let her sob on my shoulder, and let her share with me, and me share with her, an important part of life, and to share that disappointment that she experienced. Now, without NECAN, it may have been days or weeks before I would have heard that story, because I was often gone operating those restaurants. So what am I most grateful for? I'm most grateful for the opportunity that NECAN has afforded me to draw closer to my and to have a stronger relationship.
Fantastic. Wow, that's a very moving experience. I appreciate you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And we appreciate you for coming on. Dennis, thank you so much for sharing your time, your story, your PowerPoint with us, and we look forward to more of this interaction and dialogue in the very near future. So thanks again for being a part of this live chat and bringing your talents and your experience to the table for all of us to benefit from. So on behalf of all of us on this call, and you guys have unmuted, I want to say thanks, Dennis. Anyone else want to add to that?
Thank you very much, Dennis. I appreciate the invitation.
And for all of our participants and guests, thank you everyone for joining us. We'll see you again next week on the live chat. Fabulous week. See you next week.
Thanks, Mike.